So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught kometz b'smol pasul. The kohen must do kmitza with his right hand, and if he did kmitza with his left hand, the mincha is pasul. The Gemara cites two possible sources for the halacha of kmitza b'yamin. Reb Zera says that the source for kmitza b'yamin is in the pasuk of kmitza, which states, "V'yikra v'sa mincha v'yamali kapi mimeno." And kaf always refers to yamin because the pasuk of Mitzera states, "V'lokach hakohen miloig hashaman v'yotzek al kaf hakohen hasmolus kan smolus." In this case only, where the pasuk specifies kaf smalis, the word kaf means the left hand. But where the pasuk states kaf without specifying, the word kaf means the right hand. And the Gemara elaborates, arba smalis ksivi, trei ba'ani, betrei ba'asher. The psukim of Mitzera mentioned the word smalis four times, twice regarding the karbanis of Mitzera ani, and twice regarding the karbanis of Mitzera asher. And they teach as follows, chad legufe, one smalis is needed to teach that in the purification process of Mitzera, they pour the shemen onto the kohen's left hand. And the three additional smolas are needed to teach the following. Kan smolas, vein achas smolas. Only here, in the purification process of the Mitzera, is the left hand used. But regarding all other avodas, the right hand must be used. And we need all three other mentions of smolas because, had the pasuk only written one additional smolas, we would have assumed that ein mir achamir elu l'rabbis. The second smolas is inclusive to teach that even regarding Mitzera, the right hand may also be used. And had the pasuk written only two additional smolas, we would have assumed that makan smolas av ba'al manami smolas. The first two additional smolas came to teach that even regarding all other psukim of kaf, the left hand may be used. Therefore, the pasuk wrote three additional smolas to teach otherwise that only for mitzera must the left hand be used, while regarding all other places, kaf means that only the right hand may be used. Rava disagrees and says the source for kmitza b'yamin is through exeris shav of the word yad. Pasuk of Kemitza states v'yimali kapi mimena, and the pasuk of Mitzera states v'albayin yodeh hayimanis. Just like regarding Mitzera, the word yad clearly refers to the right hand, so to wherever the pasuk mentions yad, such as in Kemitza, it refers to the right hand. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes chacham v'Reb Shimon and the sources for yad yimanis and other avodas. There's no machlekes regarding the word etzba, and all agree that kamakum shnema etzba in el yimin. Wherever the pasuk used the word etzba, the right hand is required because there's a gzeres shava of the word etzba. The pasuk of Chata states, and the pasuk of Mitzera states, just as regarding Mitzera, the word etzboi clearly refers to the right hand, so too, wherever the pasuk mentions etzba, it refers to the right hand. And therefore, the sina b'yamin, the dam chatas must be applied to the mizbeach with the kohen's right finger. The machlekes is regarding the word kuhuna. The chacham hold, kol mokum shenemer etzba ikuhuna, in el yamin. Wherever the pasuk used the word etzba or even the word kahuna, the right hand is required because there is a gzeres shava of the word kahuna. The pasuk of Karban Oil states, "Bezarku min ha'aron ha'kohen mezdami ha'mizbeach saviv," and the pasuk of Mitzera states, "V'tavla kohen es etzboi ha'yimanis." Just as regarding Mitzera, the word hakohen clearly refers to the right hand, so to wherever the pasuk mentions hakohen, as in Zrikas Adam, it refers to the right hand. While Reb Shimon holds, "Kol makom shnei miyad en el yamin, etzba en el yamin." Only where the pasuk used the word yad or etzba, the right hand is required. But where the pasuk used a word of kahuna, the right hand is not required. Rather, kahuna comes to teach bikihunai. The kohen must wear the big de kahuna. And the Gemara explains that machlekes applies to the following. Kibul bismail. If a kohen received the blood of a chatas into a kli sharis with his left hand, the chacham hold pasul. The avodah is disqualified because the pasuk states, v'lokach ha-kohen midam ha-chatas, ha-kamakum shnemer kahuna in el yamin. While Reb Shimon holds kasher, the avodah is kasher because where the pasuk uses kahuna, the right hand is not required. Zarek b'smail. The kohen sprinkled the blood of an oila onto the mizbech with his left hand. The chacham hold pasul because the pasuk of karban oila states, "Mezarku min aron hakohen mezdami hamizbech saviv, and kamakum shenemra kahuna in el yamin." While Reb Shimon holds kasher, the avodah is kasher because where the pasuk uses kahuna, the right hand is not required. The Gemara proceeds and applies the machlokes to Rava's source for kometz b'smol pasul through the gzeres shava of yad yad l'kemitza. According to the Chacham, the gzeres shava of yad is not needed to teach that the actual kemitza must be b'yamin, because we already know this from the word kahuna, since the Chacham hold kamakim shnema etzba ikuhuna in el yamin. Therefore, we must say, chad l'kometz b'yamin, v'chad l'kiddush kometz b'yamin. The word kahuna teaches that the actual kemitza must be b'yamin, and the word yad teaches that when the kohen then puts the kemitza into a kli sharis, it must also be with his right hand. Similarly, according to Reb Shimon, the word yad is also not needed to teach kemitz b'yamin, because we already know this from the pasuk that states, kodesh kodesh mikechatzas v'cha asham. A mincha is compared to both a chatzas and an asham in that bala ivd b'yad, ivd b'yamin kechatzas. beloved bekli of the bismol ka'ashram. The avodah v'mincha that is done with the hand, such as kemitza, must be done with the right hand, like the nesina v'karma chatas. And the avodah that is done with a utensil, such as haktaras ha'klemetz, may be held even in the left hand, like the zrika v'karma nashem. Also, according to Reb Shimon, the word yad is not needed to teach kiddush klemetz b'yamin, because there are some that hold Reb Shimon le'boi kiddush klemetz. According to Reb Shimon, the kohen does not need to put the klemetz into a klei sharas. And even according to the others that hold Reb Shimon by Kiddush Kaimitz, nevertheless, B'smoil Achshere Machshere, Reb Shimon holds that Kiddush Kaimitz can be done even with the left hand, because this avodah corresponds to the Kabbalah's dam of an animal, and Reb Shimon holds Kibul B'smoil Kasher. Therefore, we must say that according to Reb Shimon, the word Yad is needed to teach Kaimitz Minchas Chayti Bimin. The Kemitza of a Minchas Chayti must also be done with the right hand. Otherwise, we would have thought that since Reb Shimon explained the reason that a Minchas Chayti does not require Shemen Levayna, is because Shalei Yehei Karbanim Uhudr. The Mincha B'Siner may not be enhanced with Shemen Levayna. And for this reason, we also might have thought that Ki Kometz Le'Nama B'Smol Tiskasher, even a Kemitza with the left hand is kosher, so that the Mincha should not be enhanced with Yamin. Therefore, the word Yad comes to teach otherwise that Kometz Minchas Chayti B'Yamin, it must, nevertheless, be done with the right hand.